Yeah, for sure. I'd love to have one, but haven't wanted to come off that money yet. And the one that bugs me the most about price is actually the, like I said earlier, the ICOM 50. That's like their low-end radio, low-end HD. Does not have APRS, has what's called, I think, GPRS or something like that, or DPRS. I can't remember what it's called, but it's a different kind of beaconing, and I think it's only over the D-Star service. And so technically it doesn't have APRS. It is dual band. It is 5 watts. And that's about it. And does D-Star. And it's still $500 today. It's been out for years. And then the ID52, if you want a color screen and not even USB-C charging for their standard one, that's still like $650 or something like that for that radio. And then if you want the one that has USB-C now, which I think is, I can't remember what they called it, ID52A or 52 Pro or something like that, that's another $50 I think it is, like $700. I'm like, geez, old Pete, that's getting a little crazy. At least the FT5 now, used to be a $500 radio, is down to, you can find them for $360, $350 almost all day long now.